All right, it's Bill Leff, and Jim Tirano is sitting in for Wendy Snyder. And in the studio with us, one of my all-time favorite Bears, one of my all-time favorite NFL players, Charles Tillman, Peanut, sitting right across from me. Charles, great to see you again. Thanks for being here, sir.
Thanks for having me. I'm going to take those headphones off because only one ear is working, so
I'll
just do that like this.
We will have some headphones
it's professional
custom
radio.
Made. Right.
Yeah, I'm a professional.
I know.
Professional ear guy over here.
We will have a Bears helmet fitted to you that has special headphones built in for you. You'll see. You'll be much happier. Charles has the Celebrity Pro Bowler Tournament coming on Thursday. That's Thursday, June 1st at Kings Bowl in Rosemont. Let's talk a little bit about that. Are you a good bowler?
I am a terrible bowler.
Are you?
No, you know, I can do triple digits.
Can you?
Break 100? I'm 100 plus.
Yeah.
That's about it, though. I think the most I've ever done is like maybe a buck 50.
That's not bad. That's not terrible.
I mean, when the highest you can score is 300, I think it is.
You're halfway
that's
home.
Like 50%. Hey. Like, no, that's a fail.
Can you pick up a good spare, like a 710?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Absolutely
right
not.
In the, you kick it right in the middle of the goalpost, right?
I just go for one. I mean, I've seen Kingpin, the movie with Woody Harrelson. And
Randy Quaid.
Yeah, and I try to do that with my hand, and it just don't. It
no spin on it?
No spin, absolutely zero spin.
So you just throw it straight?
I'm straight. I line the little dots up. Walk one, two, three, kick, and throw, and hope for the best.
You should play sometimes when they don't have the bumper guards in the gutters.
Oh, you know, I've
it's
done
even
that
more
couple,
fun that way.
I've done that a couple times, and it didn't work out so well for me.
But the true fun of bowling, Charles, is wearing rented shoes, isn't it? What's better than that?
You know, the best part about bowling is everyone gives those corny high fives.
Yes.
When you get it, y'all like, yes, yeah. It's like Gooseman and Maverick in Top Gun when they're playing volleyball. Everyone's just high fiving. That's all they're doing.
How about that moment too where you put your hand over the thing that blows up just a little bit of air?
Because your hands sweat.
Oh, like crazy.
Well, I try to get my Marilyn Monroe on and I put my shirt under it and I just try to stand there.
7 year itch?
Like I'm cool. Look at all these people.
Yeah, people like you. Everybody's
how you guys doing outside?
That's Charles Tillman, everybody, right there. That's Peanut.
Yeah, Charles is not really paying attention to your questions. He's waving to everybody.
I don't think they speak English, and they
maybe
walked away. So.
Oh, well, that's going to happen. Don't feel bad. Don't feel bad.
So are you a spot bowler or a pin bowler? Do you look down at the ground at where those little arrows are, or do you look at the pins?
I'm a both bowler.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a spot and a pin bowler.
Okay.
Whatever feels natural at that frame, that's what I do.
Let's talk a little bit about your foundation, the Charles Tillman Cornerstone Foundation. When you came up with this, what exactly was the purpose? What were you thinking when you put this together, Charles?
Just to have a lot of fun and to raise a whole lot of money.
Good for you.
Naturally, I don't think a lot. What I've learned over the years are my teammates, they take bowling very seriously. And they have their own bowling balls. They have their own shoes.
Yeah.
And they have their own bag. And it's like game day where they get in. They get the gloves and they put it on. They get the
bowling. Really?
It's serious
bowling.
Wow! Yeah. I never would think. I thought it was a
clean.
Sport.
Clean their ball. Oh yeah. Me, I'm just I'm happy to be here. Let's raise some money. No, forget charity. I'm about to win this one. I get my ball. I got my nice little cool shoes.
Yeah.
And they,
line it up.
Yeah, like on, they're good. Me, I'm just doing it to have a good time.
That's all that counts.
They're trying to win. I know I'm not good at it, so I don't take it seriously.
Yeah.
So I'm not hurting myself because I have no standard or I have no – I expect nothing. You know, give me three or four pins and I'm good.
That's all you
but
need.
But we really want to just, you know, raise awareness about what we're doing in the community, you know, with the Cornerstone Foundation.
Good.
Last year we gave out over $200,000 in grants to families in the greater Chicago area. And these grants go for various things. And, you know, living in the hospital for 4 months, you see a lot. You learn a lot. You know a lot.
Yeah.
And, you know, having that experience and seeing it up close and firsthand, I know what these families have gone through.
Sure.
I get it. So, you know, just trying to, you know, help them out and give them a leg up.
So good of you to do.
Yeah.
That really is good of you to do. Let's talk about one of your former teams, the Chicago Bears. Mm-hmm. They've had an interesting offseason, especially at the quarterback position. As you hear all this, what goes through your mind? What are you thinking about for the future of the Bears?
I'm hoping that Glennon and Trubisky, I think that's how I'm going to start saying his name, Trubisky, I want to see them duke it out. Not on the, you know, not physically fighting, but competition.
Yeah.
You know, I think competition is good, and it'll help them. It'll help Trubisky. It'll Trubisky or Binsky? Trubisky,
right?
Yeah, Trubisky. Yeah. I think it'll help him out. I think it'll help Glennon out. You know, when the thing that I noticed about was, like, Jay Cutler never had any competition. Like, right. The spot was just given to him.
Right.
You know, and, you know, whenever you have a bad game or a bad season or whatever, you know, like, there's no one really gunning for your position. You know your job is safe. So it doesn't really make you accountable for your actions on the field. I'm a firm believer in competition. If you know somebody's kind of, you know, gunning for your position, and
makes you stronger.
I think it'll make you stronger. I think it'll make you make better decisions, better throws, or whatever position that you're playing.
Yeah.
You know, it's just every year someone's gunning for your position. And
right.
That was my approach.
Were you
that
surprised when they drafted him after signing Glennon to such a big contract and making
great.
Such
I mean,
a big deal?
I definitely think it's a good idea because it'll keep him and hold him accountable. And he can, you know, yeah, he probably thought, yeah, this is just my job, it's my spot. But, I mean, they traded up with
right.
the third
yeah.
pick to go number two,
right.
to take him number two overall. So, that to me, that's a bold statement by the GM.
Mm-hmm.
And I know they say it's not competition, but if you read between those lines, it's competition. And I think that's just, it's great. It's great for the sport. It's great for him. It's great for the team. You know, historically, the last couple of years or so,
yeah
you know, we've struggled at the quarterback position. You know, it could have been better. I'm not saying anything that no one hasn't thought.
Right.
But, yeah, I think the quarterback play position, it could have been better over the last couple of years.
What do you think, like, when they first got Jay Cutler, there were so many high expectations of what he could achieve.
Mm-hmm.
He's such a talented quarterback, but it just never really played out that way. What do you think went wrong? What was missing?
I mean, it could have been a number of things. You know, he was in multiple systems, you know, for four straight years.
Yeah.
I think that's very difficult for a quarterback to do. You know, he
different
probably
offensive
never,
coordinators,
different offensive
learning
coordinators,
a new guy every year.
You know, not really getting comfortable in the position. I can say that because playing in the Chicago defense and then going to Carolina,
yeah
I was more comfortable in Chicago defense. You know, I was only in Carolina a year, and I'm sure maybe year two I would have been more comfortable
yeah.
in their style of defense. But the first year, yeah, you know, you're thinking a little bit more versus just reacting.
Yeah.
And I can attribute maybe some of his play was done with that or some of his play was attributed to, you know, having the multiple coordinators.
Right.
You know, that might have affected them in some
type of
way.
But ownership would have to know that would affect the quarterback. Why would ownership keep putting new guys in if they knew that was going to mess with his head a little bit?
Well, I wouldn't even necessarily say it's ownership. That's a GM's job.
Yeah.
That's the head coach GM. More or less the GM's job.
That's who makes that move.
You know, that's who makes that move.
Were you surprised when they was hired as a play-by-play guy or an analyst now for Fox?
I was. I didn't know he had that.
Yeah, I think everybody was shocked.
Yeah,
by
that. Yeah. It's a hard job, and I'm not saying he can do it. I'm not saying he can't do it. It's for me, I know I personally couldn't do it, so I'm wishing him nothing but the best.
Well, like, hopefully they won't bring in different management every two or three years.
Right. That's what they'll do.
The Fox football, so he will get used to the system.
I definitely think he'll be okay. I don't see that happening at Fox.
For fans who would look at him, and I put myself in this list. And he just didn't seem to – he had a cocky attitude. Even when they were losing, it seemed like he just didn't care as much as the fans did. I know that's impossible, but could that be true? Why wasn't there the emotion that we expected from him?
You know, I think Jay's a hard read body language-wise.
You
know, I feel like I'm a tough read, but – and I'm speaking for me and me alone. My opinions are mine and mine alone.
Sure.
I personally felt bad when I would miss an assignment, when I would give up a touchdown or something like
yeah.
that. Like I would have to look Brian Urlacher and Lance Briggs in the face.
Yeah.
And they're just like disgusted with me. And I'm just like, damn, I let my brother down. I let my brothers down. Like I felt bad. I can't speak for Jay cause I don't know how he felt, but maybe, you know, I'm sure he did feel bad. He just expressed it a different way.
Right. Right. On Sundays at noon, now that you're not in the NFL, do you still get like a weird tinge in your body? Like I should be lining up against somebody. It's Sunday and it's 12 o'clock.
You do. You know, being that it was my first year out, it was definitely a little different.
Yeah.
You know, not being in a uniform, and you know, I went to Charlotte, and I went to two of their games.
Yeah.
And I was actually on the sideline with them. I had the coach's uniform and everything. And I was help coaching some of the DBs, and it just, you know, pregame and the national anthem, probably the best part of a game is a national anthem when you have a flyover and you just get whoever's singing, you know, and the home of praise, the chills and everything, he's like, mm-hmm. I'm ready to go, let's go. Oh! And so I still had all those feelings, you know, except I wasn't, I just wasn't on the field.
Yeah.
I
was just, but I was now there. You're not as sore as you used to be,
I'm
right?
I'm definitely not as
That's
sore
That's
got
to be nice to wake up on a Tuesday or a Monday and not be sore, right?
My knees, my elbow, my shoulders, my
Did your
neck,
eyelids hurt? I mean,
yeah,
seriously.
Nothing hurts now. I kind of wake up in peace and ease, and I'm just like, yeah.
It's a nice feeling.
It's a great feeling.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like most players, if you could get a new body, I'm sure they would mm-hmm. pay money to get that new body just to go another year to do it.
Yeah.
It'd be worth it.
Was it difficult for you to decide to retire? Because so often you see, you know, athletes go one or two seasons a little too long.
Yeah.
And so was that difficult? Because you seem to have gone out at the right time.
No. It was difficult. From the standpoint of, I don't think I was personally ready. I would say 90% of guys that retire, it's not
they're
on
never
their
ready.
It's not on their terms. You
right.
know, I think your terms are Jerome Bettis, Ray Lewis.
Right.
You know, they won a Super Bowl. They say, "Hey, that's it. I'm retired.
Right.
It's been real. It's been fun. I'ma holla at y'all." Like that to me, that's going out on your own. That's how I wanted to go out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we'd have won the Super Bowl and. Denver, or excuse me, in California, Super Bowl 50. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think if I would have retired, I think it would have felt a lot better, you know, retiring off of being a world champion versus
right.
being a world loser.
Yeah, yeah.
I definitely think it would have felt a lot better.
Charles Tillman is here. It's all coming up on Thursday, June the 1st at Kings Bowl in Rosemont. It's Charles Tillman's Celebrity Pro Bowler Tournament. If you want more information, go to charlestillman.org. All the information is there. We'll come back with a segment we tried last time, and Charles, you've agreed to do it again. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Ask Peanut. Anything you want to ask Charles. Now, last time it was mostly romance questions. I don't know why, but there were a lot of people that had questions about love. It doesn't have to be about that. Charles would probably prefer it not be about that. We're at 312-981-7200. Ask Peanut coming up next.
Your IRA?
Yeah, you can ask
can
about
speak
IRA.
To IRAs
sure, absolutely.
Or, you know,
absolutely.
Stocks and
bonds? That's important. Yeah. It's Bill and Jim sitting in for Wendy on WGN. Charles is joining in.
Yeah, when you told me today that we're having Peanut on.
Right.
I thought of Charlie Brown, and I'm like, who are you going to have for the peanuts?
Oh, it's the other peanut. That's what it is. Charles Tillman is here. Big event coming up on Thursday, June the 1st at Kings Bowl in Rosemont. It's Charles Tillman's Celebrity Pro Bowler Tournament. You can be a part of this by visiting charlestillman.org. All the information is there. It's going to be a fun night.
I'm the black Charlie Brown. Black version.
Good grief.
Yeah.
Do you wear, at the bowling, do you wear like a shirt with the back, like with pins and a ball hitting the pins or something?
No, kind of we wear shirts, you know, that say Kings and
okay.
you know, it'll have my foundation.
But it's a bowling shirt?
It is a bowling shirt.
Well, that's cool.
Yes.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. The lines are filled. We said it's Ask Peanut. Any question you have, nothing off topic, anything you want goes. So give us a call at 312-981-7200. Charles is standing by to take those
I'll
calls.
I'll try to answer a question in 30 seconds so we can get to as many as possible.
That's perfect. That's perfect. Thank you for doing that, Charles. Sandy, you're on the line. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. How are you?
Fine. Charles Tillman is here to answer your questions. What did you have to ask him?
I want to know if he's a Cubs fan or a Sox fan.
So I support all Chicago sports,
mm-hmm.
but I will be going to the Sox game tonight.
Oh, that's
so
perfect.
I went to the Cubs games when they were in the World Series. I went to the White Sox when they were in the World Series. Like I support all Chicago sports.
So nice. Sandy, how about you? Cubs fan or Sox fan?
I'm a Cubs fan. Come on.
I will say this, Miss Sandy. I was born on the South Side.
I was born on the South Side.
Okay. Well, hey, you're a fellow Chicagoan. That's that we agree on one thing.
I do support all Illinois teams. I agree.
That's the way to be.
That's the best way to be.
And congrats to the Cubs back in first place as of yesterday. So that's good news. That's where they belong. Very exciting. Thank you, Sandy. Have a good weekend.
You're welcome.
Take care.
You can.
I've had this argument with people in the past, Charles. I am a fan of both teams as well. Love the White Sox.
And you
love
can.
The
and you can be.
You can be.
So am I. You can be.
I want to see both teams succeed.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm more of a Cub fan than a Sox fan, but I certainly wasn't rooting against the Sox.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
When they went to the World Series.
Right.
I mean, I even have some friends that were diehard Sox fans. They didn't even watch the World Series. I'm like, It's the World Series. Like, if you're a baseball fan.
You live in the city, you want, I want all Chicago sport teams to do good.
Remember last year during the World Series, there were bars here in town that would do a deal where if an Indian hit a home run, beers were half off or for free. In Chicago, they were doing that. What's with that?
I don't know.
All right, let's take Chris's call. Chris, Charles Tillman is here. Peanut, ask Peanut anything you want. What do you want to know, Chris?
Hey, Peanut, my question for you is, would you rather fight 100 duck-sized horses or one horse-sized duck?
Oh, that's a good question.
I think I'm going to take the horse-sized duck.
You would take one horse-sized duck. Why? Is there a reason?
No, I just the last one I can remember. This is like a tricky riddle. So that was the last thing I remembered. Yeah, I'm going to take a horse-sized duck. Kill it, eat it, fight it, oh, smoke that's... it, grill it.
I mean, this guy understands a nickel defense. Yes. I think he can figure that out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chris.
I'm going to get my King David on. I'm going to get my slingshot and fling it right in the middle.
One horse-sized duck, Chris. There's your answer. Have a good weekend.
Controversial answer.
Very, very controversial answer.
That might go viral.
I have a serious question. Not that the others weren't, but I have a very serious question for you. With what's been going on in the NFL with concussions and players going in saying, you know, it's a dangerous trade. Playing pro football is a dangerous trade, and the trade-off might be when I'm older, I might not be in the best shape. What do you say to somebody who has a kid who's considering a career in football? They're playing high school or college football. What's your advice to them?
My advice would be to let your child play the game, but I would also explain to that parent or let them know that when you start to feel, you know, lightheaded, woozy, dizzy, whatever, you need to be vigilant and step up and say something. You know, don't look at it as a sign of weakness and or that you're not tough.
Right.
I've been there. I've done that where I'm hurting and I stay in the game because I don't want to let my teammates down.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've made it out okay. You know, I'm by the grace of God, I've made it. But I would really just say, you know, when something occurs or something rises, you have to say something. Go talk to the appropriate person, the head coach or trainer or someone like that, and get it looked after.
At some point, though, I'm sure you've talked with players that came before you or played during your years, and their cognitive skills are a little bit slower. Do you just feel this little tinge of fear saying, boy, that could have been me or could be me in the future? Do you get any of that?
Yeah, I mean, I look at it, but also I've never, I mean, to date, I'm, you know, on paper, I'll have maybe three or four concussions, you know, in my 13-year career. I don't hit hard. Like, I'm not a banger.
Right.
I punch out the football, you know, for me, I might, you know, have some arthritis in my fingers or something like that, but my brain should be intact. So I don't worry about it as much like certain linebackers or offensive linemen or defensive linemen or running backs. Like, I don't worry about it like them.
What was the sensation of a concussion? Like, what did you see? Did you literally see stars? Did you?
So there's different, different things. I would say one is, you're just lightheaded. You're just dizzy, and then there's another one where it's punch drunk, like the zombie phase. Where I got hit one time, and it's just like, damn, that hurt. And I knew what happened, and I fell down. I went limp, but I couldn't control anything mentally. I knew it was like, man, it hurts. Damn, my head is ringing and spinning. I can't feel my arms. I can't feel my legs. It's just like a moment of you're just paralyzed for like a second or two, and then you slowly. Like, okay, I can move my arms. I can move. Okay, I'm looking around. I'm moving my head. And damn, that hurt. And I remember I was at the bottom of the pile, and the guy that was on top of me was like, get up, get up. He's out. He's out. He's out. Get up, get up. And my eyes, I couldn't, you know, like you have no control over any of that. You know, you see guys get knocked out or whatever, and their arms are just like, it's like they're stiff. They look like a zombie.
Yeah.
It hurt like hell, but I knew everything that happened. Like, I remember everything that happened. I just couldn't.
So you're kind of in your body, but yet you're not.
I just couldn't control it. It's just like, man, that hurts, but I can't move right now. Like, my head is, like, spinning. Okay, it's going away. Damn, that hurt. And then you sit up and you're like, I'm good now. Yeah, he hit me in the back of the head. My medulla oblongata. Like, I'm good. Let me stand up. And then you stand up and you kind of like walk sideways like you're drunk. But yeah, that's another
thank you for
one.
Saying medulla oblongata. Yeah, I didn't think anyone would say that on today's show, but you're our winner. Charles Tillman.
That was the secret word.
That was
the duck just came down.
Right. I saw the duck come down. The great Charles Tillman, number 33. A big night coming up Thursday, June the 1st at Kings Bowl in Rosemont. It's Charles's Celebrity Pro Bowler Tournament. All the information is at his website. That's charlestillman.org. Charles, great to see you again.
Thanks
I hope you have
me.
A great summer.
Thank
really
you.
Appreciate
you
it. We'll take a quick break. News is next and then a lot more show. It's Bill and Jim in for Wendy on WGN.